stupid TikTok challenges for 300, Alex. Oh, yeah. And the answer is, why are kids doing this? Super gluing fangs to their teeth.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they're putting fangs to their teeth. They're using the nail adhesive.
Oh, man. That's got to be really, really, really awful.
That stuff is strong. I've used it.
It's like super glue.
That stuff is strong. I have used it to repair a broken nail. And it is, there's no fooling around with this.
So the kids put the fangs on, and then what happens? They get stuck and want to take them off?
Yeah, stuck, then you have to end up going to the dentist. I mean, the thing about teeth are, though, they're not completely, like, solid. They're kind of porous. You know, you have little holes, tiny holes in your teeth. So you get that super glue in those holes, and it touches your nerves. I can't imagine what happens.
And it's kind of poisonous, can I just say.
That, too.
And it's not intended for inside your mouth.
No.
And there are other alternatives, but you actually, they don't want you to yank it off.
No.
That you need to go to the dentist and, I guess, soak in it. I don't know what you're going
to do. You'd honestly have to have it again for if this is the same nail glue that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
You'd have to have it shaved down and then removed. Like, you'd have to have the actual fang shaved down and then work painstakingly to make sure you get all that adhesive off. Because the stuff that they use to get it off of your hands is definitely not non-toxic.
Right. And so the kids, when they're putting the fangs on, they are panicking, going, wait, I can't get this off. Well, it's because it's like super glue. Hello?
Oh. It's amazing. Like, there's so much. Look, we're the most information exposed generation, but we're just so dumb.
Yeah.
Like the amount of
kids, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm Elmer's glue?
I would bet that they're not as kids as you would think.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would think
but Jamar, do you know that there was always one or two or a handful of people, and I bet you remember their first and last name from school who you could see doing this?
Of course.
It's not a full class, but it's like two guys in your class. You were like, yeah, he'd do that.
His name was Dwayne blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say his full name, but and I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
fair enough. on to another Halloween costume that I don't know if you'll be in for this. The sexy mail-in ballot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, you could be an actual mail-in ballot. You know, the highly controversial...
I think we need some music for this, Miles.
I was just going to say that.
The highly controversial thing in the U.S. right now, but you could be the sexy version of it. And that's really what happens on Halloween. You take ordinary items and you just make it sexy and boom, you've got a Halloween costume.
We'll describe it. So...
Oh, it is a mini dress. Yeah. That's what they always do. It's a tube dress, a mini tube dress, and it looks like a ballot. And over the woman's up top parts,
I see it.
Two stickers that say "I voted," and then you pair it with some fishnet stockings. In this photo, she's got running shoes on, which I really appreciate because on Halloween, you can't walk around in heels after a few drinks, and it doesn't look very good.
Well,
so,
let me put her on the side here. Here she is. Okay. Uh huh. So where the stickers are is where her boobies are.
I voted.
I bet it is.
I bet you did.
And then...
what side did you choose?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
I always go left.
Fishnets are always, you know... It went in doubt, fishnets. All right.
Even the barcode on the dress and
the
everything.
The barcode on the dress, you're right. I didn't even notice that.
That's great.
All right. So.
First class male. Hello.
M-A-L-E.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
No postage necessary.